I do not know.
Formality. Not that anything. Only my exalted divine teacher, Srila Guru Maharaj. He is my only hope, and his associates, they are very merciful to me, like Sri Prasagar Maharaj and others. And they are telling random about me, and I shall try to go systematically, but they are not giving that chance. Anyhow, we are now gathered for some discussion about Krishna consciousness, no doubt. And we are so fortunate that anyway we come in this line. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you read, I think so. But it is necessary to read mind only, all this sloka, given attention, and try to read. Then you also will understand very easily everything. When in your plate many sabji, prasadam vegetables, some sabji giving some bitter taste, some sweet, some sabjis have taste, some salty, many, sour, many things.
Many variety.
Even there is some chili also. And like Srimad Bhagavad Gita, like that. There everybody getting some hope. Even anarchists of India, they are also always keeping one Bhagavad Gita in their pocket. And sometimes looking there, and in the jail, when they are giving punishment, capital punishment, that time also, when that person who have got capital punishment, they are bathing him, if he is Christian, hearing some Bible, Imamadan, hearing some Quran, if Hindu, hearing Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And there are many slokas inside of Bhagavad Gita, but second chapter of Bhagavad Gita they are reading. No jayati, mriyati, va padahi, that is, he is dying, going to die. Then that chapter selected there and giving that knowledge to him, you not will die, your body only will die. No jayati, mriyati, va padachit, nayam bhutta, bhagita, vagma, bhuya. Ayo nitya sasratuyam purano nahannate hannamane shabhi. Nobody can kill you, and you also cannot kill anybody. But now you have done something wrong, then you are going away from your body, and you will get your karma loka. Again, what you will get. In this way, they are capital punishment when giving, they are also Srimad Bhagavad Gita they are reading. In India it's happening. In West I do not know. Anyhow, in Srimad Bhagavad Gita there is everything. And if we read it, easily can understand what is the real religion of Jiva Soul. There is one sloka, very nice sloka. It is, we can say, it is comparative study of all religions. Tapasibbho dhiko yogi, jnani bhobhi mato dhika, karmi bharcha dhiko yogi, tasmat yogi bhavarjuna. Yogi naam api sarvesam, madgate naam taratmana, svadhavan bhajate yoman shame yukta tamavata. Krishna advising to Arjuna, in the battlefield. But they are fearless, always they are not thinking fighting. They have other business also. Otherwise, nobody can tell Srimad Bhagavad Gita in that situation. Both sides stand by for fighting, the soldiers and great fighters and generals, many generals there. But Arjuna do not care that, Krishna also do not care that. They know it has already happened. Krishna told to Arjuna, but you are looking all dead body. You take this credit. I already finished them. Wants to see? See this. Then he showed the bishop. And they are both very friend. And Krishna told to Arjuna, Arjuna, I consider this way, tapasya bodhiko yogi, I know the yogi who is attached with some conception of Paramatma, he is yogi. Attached with Paramatma, he is better than tapasya, who is getting austerity for his religious life. And who have got connection with Paramatma. Religious life, why we are practicing? We need some supramental knowledge. And it is form of Paramatma living within everybody's heart. Then I think who is getting much austerity for religion, better than him, the yogi. That is, he has got connection with Paramatma. And that yogi also, Gyani Bhopi Matodika, who have knowledge about religion and about this mundane world, he also not fool, I think. He have much deficiency. No doubt knowledge is power, but how much knowledge you can get? When I was very young, after 3 years or 4 years, I went to represent one meeting instead of Guru Maharaj, to Tata. In Bihar, there is very big, you know Tata, you heard the Tata company's name maybe, very big steel plant. And they are very big furnace, many things, and a robot working. Then I was interested to see inside what going, and I am coming out from that after looking. And one ICS young, my friend also, he is ICS officer, young officer, and he is going to see that with his friends. And he asked me, "Oh Govinda Maharaj, you are practicing Krishna consciousness religion, but have you seen what great work going inside of this Tata company? And how much science increase and science knowledge, how much big you have seen?" And I took one piece of dust. Dust from the earth. And I show him, "Have you seen this dust, how much power inside there?" And that time atom bomb, it's blasted.
Yeah.
Inside there is atom.
Right.
And you know how much power within that atom. And if you know atom, but there is electron, proton, And if we will divide it more and more way, they will show their power. Can you finish that knowledge to know how much power inside of one atom if you do not know that? Then which way you are showing me? The Tata companies, that furnace, etc. It is very limited knowledge. Actually, jasmin gyate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati. Jasmin prapte sarvamidam praptam bhavati tadvi jigyasasya tadeva brahma. That Brahma conception, that is the super knowledge. And we are trying to get that conception. But our program is life after life. And your program only for this life. And you do not know how long you will live. But we know we not will die. That is first lesson we have got through our conception. You will think you will die, but I know our conception we not will die. We can change our body. Bhajansi jirnani jathati haya navani grinhati naroparani तथा शरीरानि विहाय जीर्णान् नन्यानि संजाति नवानि देहि. When we are changing one dress, getting new dress. This body we are changing, getting new body. It is waiting for me through our karma. As we have the karma, we are getting that body. And this conception we are studying. And we are trying to get that knowledge, the Brahma conception. If we get that, all the knowledge will come to us. Not necessary to know what going where and how much big and how much small. It is for this mundane world, it is very big, no doubt. But it is useless for Atma. It is bondage of Atma, nothing else. And a more binding coming again and again. And through our karma, what we are doing, to every action, there is equal and opposite reaction. Then what we are doing, that reaction we are getting, always. The Gyani Bhopi Matodika, Krishna said, the knowledge is power in this mundane world. But how much knowledge you have, you are puppy brain. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said, your brain is puppy brain. You do not know what is what. Krishna said, Jnani Bhopi Matodiko. But who have got little connection with Paramatma? He is better than Jnani. Karmi Bhashchadiko Chori. And who is doing always karma, running behind the karma? Yogi is better than him. It is very easy to understand. Then, hey Arjun, oh Arjun, you be yogi. Hey Arjun, can think, oh, what Krishna telling? Yogi means leaving everything and going to the jungle and meditate that Paramatma, that type of yogi or not? He has some suspect to hear that. And Krishna immediate told next sloka, but yogi nam api sarvesham madgate nam taratmana Sraddhavan bhajate jomang swami yuktattama mato. But I am not telling you, you go to the jungle and meditate there. That type of yogi, it is not my desire to tell you. Actually, I want to tell you, you be a perfect yogi. And yoga means connection with Atma and Paramatma. But I am not telling only that. I am telling you be practical. And practical yogi, if wants to be, their only possibility is yogi namapi sarvesan madgate nantaratmana, who always thinking about me, who always chanting my glories, who always servicing me, and who always trying to satisfy me and my associates. He is the real yogi. And that is, I am all in all. And what you are looking, Everything, it is belongs to me, coming to me. What power you are looking in this mundane world, all powers origin I am. And this way Krishna told to Arjuna, Yoginam api sarvesham madgate na antaratma, madgate na antaratmana. Always thinking about me, always servicing, trying to service me, satisfying me and my associates. Shraddhavan bhajate jomang, bhajate means seva. Bhajate, this word, coming through seva word. Bhadhatu, it's called, when we are realizing that word,
analyzing
that word, then we can understand immediately, bhadhatu sevaya, service. Then you must be a servitor, and that is the best yoga. Your all attention will go for the service to me. And this is my opinion. Same yukta tamo mata. Yukta tamo, that means his all activity for myself. All activity for myself, that means when he is eating, that's also for myself. When he is sleeping, that's also for myself. And other thing, you know, when he is earning, he is doing seva, he is doing bhajna, many things in the life we are, what we are trying to practice. That everything for Krishna, for myself, and that is the real yoga, and that is bhakti yoga, and that is the religion of all jiva souls. Jiva souls have that type of quality. There is willing, there is feeling, and there is thinking. Otherwise, we cannot say it is jiva soul, who have no feeling, no thinking, no willing. He is not moving. He is like jara material. And he is not jiva soul. Jiva souls have willing. He wants to do something. He has feelings. He will feel something. And he has thinking. He will think, which way I shall do this. But all activity when will go, direction, only one place. And that is, I am, Aung hi sarvajagyanam bhokta cha prabhudeva cha. Nobody is enjoying in this mental life, and in this mental world. Also in the transcendental world. I am only the enjoyer, and with my enjoyment they are fulfilled.
Fulfilled.
They are fulfilled with my enjoyment. That is when I am feeling satisfied, automatically they are satisfied. One story in Mahabharata, you know, one day Durvasa Rishi, he went to Duryodhana's house. And Duryodhana was very glad. That is, if he can satisfy Durvasa Rishi, Rishi will give some boon to Duryodhana, and that time he will take against Pandava something. Then he had done much seva of Durvasa Rishi, and Durvasa was very satisfied. And maybe thousands of devotees, thousands of disciples of Durvasa, always run with Durvasa. A big, big gang. And all big, big beard, big, big eyes. Then Duryodhana, he had much money and much wealth, everything. Then he satisfied Durvasa. You see, and Durvasa also having, fully satisfied. Then Durvasa said, you need one more boon from me, I am happy. But that if you want, can go. And Duryodhana folded and told Prabhu, what boar I shall take from you? What boon? you are taking prasadam in my house, I am fully satisfied. But if he wants to give something to me, my brother, cousin brother, Yudhishthir, they are also living near to our house. Then they are also, one day, you can take prasadam and we shall be very happy. But noon, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, if you go, that will be best for ourselves. And Durvasa, I happily given that food. Oh, it is nothing. I shall take prasadam in his house. Then Durvasa gone to Pandava's house, and Pandava took, Pandava distributed the prasadam. Draupadi have one pot. Surya Devata, mane demigod Surya, given that pot to Draupadi, je, you have no too much cooking arrangement here, and in the jungle they are living that time. You have no much cooking arrangement here, but many of the Brahmins coming here and they are taking prasadam to your house, then I am giving this pot, and that pot you can use as your bhandar, store, prasad store. As much as you want, he will give. And what you will want, he will give. That pot will give. And but it is one condition. When Draupadi will finish her meal, then that pot not will produce anything. The last person is Draupadi, and when she will finish her meal, then pot will be closed. And that time Durvasa gone there, already Draupadi taken. Then they have nothing in their house but Durvasa 1,000, maybe 500 that day, went there as guest. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, he gave much honor to the Durvasa Rishi and told Prabhu what service I shall do. Oh, I want to take food from your house.